GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. We're ready for a super-sized edition of What Tees You Off. We're also opening up the MTG text line, 601-207-GHRT, 601-207-4478. Text us anytime with what texts you off.
It's time to come out swinging.
Come out swinging.
For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
G, you take the calls on line one. I'll take the calls on line two, and let's see what listeners have to vent about this morning. There's line one ringing right now at 1-800-966-1039.
Yeah, I guess we're venting. Okay, let's go, caller. You're first. What tees you off today?
The state has removed hundreds, if not thousands, of trees around the Waterville exits and now the Augusta exits. And I was just wondering, how green is that? I mean, I thought trees were soaking up CO2, and here comes the state and totally wipes them all out around the exits.
We noticed in the Queen City there was the removal of a lot of the flora. Where was it? Around exit, the Broadway exit.
Yeah, but have you ever flown in a small airplane over the states? See how many trees
we got. But, gee, according to the environmentalists,
we got a lot of trees.
According to the environmentalists, we need every tree we can keep, right? Caller, hi, GHRT, what tees you off?
The amount of dead air on the radio on the weekend.
Really? Could you do us a favor? Could you send us an email and let us know when you're hearing this air that is dead? Send it to WVOM at blueberrybroadcasting.com. I didn't get a whole lot of time with the radio this morning, but every time I turned it on, it was working. I don't know if there were some power issues that were going on, considering the storms that swept on Sunday.
Well, there can be computer issues from time to time. I don't have any knowledge of it either way. But, yeah, be specific, as we say. All right, caller, you're on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. It's time for you to tell us what tees you off.
What tees me off is all the salt they had to use to keep the roads clear. With the trees cleared, the sun clears most of the ice off the roads for you, and you can see better.
That's true. On the freeway of love between Brewer and Ellsworth, as we called it in the 1980s, thanks, Andy. They cleared away the trees from the side of the road in one of the most dangerous stretches so the sunlight could do its job. And glad that it worked. I can't think of the name. What do they call that hill? You come down past the produce stand, Winkenpah Road, take the little curve, come down the hill, and then up the other side. Caller, hi, GHRT. What tees you off?
I'm going to tell you why they took the trees down. Because people could not see other cars coming on the big circular one there in Augusta, and it also, as you said, it puts a lot more sunlight on those roads. Those curves are icy in wintertime, so there you go. And by the way, boys, the state's 98% trees. There you go.
Thank you. 1-800-966-1039.
You bet your life it's 98%. There are little pockets here. If you fly over Maine, little pocket of people here, little pocket of people there.
And that was Smokey Bear calling in, by the way. I don't know if you realize that.
Yeah, I know. Caller, good morning. How are you? What tees you off?
Good morning, Rick. Good morning, George. What I can't understand is the mainstream media and these ignoramuses not covering the fact that you got Bernie Sanders out there flapping his gums. $15 an hour minimum wage, health care for all. Yet when it comes to his staffers wanting that, it's not for me. Not for me.
That is a terrific vocal imitation of Bernie Sanders. That is spot on. Well done. 1-800-966-1039. Again, you can also text us off this morning. See if I can read these coming in. What texts me off is I was at the gym yesterday and I had an argument about global warming. Some guy said we never had. Okay, got to read this. Had a global warming argument in the gym yesterday because a guy argued that we never had temps in the 90s in Maine before. Really? It's called McGowan's Hill. Thank you so much for the text message. And this guy that writes, what texts me off is the guy who hacked his mother to death with a splitting wall isn't being charged with attempted murder. Right now, it's elevated aggravated assault for the case in Harrison. We'll see what happens. He's due in court today, this morning.
Yeah, those charges sometimes change, too. Caller, you're on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Your chance for fame and fortune. What?
Don't promise him fortune.
Or just fame.
Just fame. Right.
What tees you off?
You might want to get your pillow
So is it your liberty that allows you patriots to vote for and pay for the creation of the disabled vet just so that you can have something to cry about? What a waste.
Hello.
1-800-966-1039.
We don't edit. We just...
I know. The difference is with Howie Carr and his chump line, those are recorded and then played back and edited for content. We're braver than that. We just have a 7-second delay as we take your call
or
live. 1-800-966-1039.
Brave or dumber?
I don't know. I didn't decide how this... Well, yes, I did. But hang on, I got to press the button again because it's a super, super sized edition.
It's time to come out swinging. Come out swinging. For things that tee you off on The Voice of Maine.
All right, go ahead, caller. You're on deck here. What's next? What tees you off?
That last lady ditching the vets for any reason whatsoever. Get on the front line. Be shot at. Have your life put at risk. Even our blue line here. These progressives, we need to clean their clocks and get them out of the system of governance. Thank you.
Well, I don't think that Julie is actually involved in the system of governance.
I don't know that she's progressive or in our world. I don't believe she's in our world.
However, we do love all of North New Portland. Caller, hi. You're on 101.3 Augusta, 103.9 Bangor, and 95.1 in Rockland to tell us what tees you off.
Yeah, how about that Fiberite dump they promised us to be open back in April 2018? It's nearly August, and they're still putting that off. Look into that scandal.
I understood that the Fiberite facility in Hamden was online, and it was accepting trash. Maybe there's something different there. I thought they started taking refuse already.
I can't help out with that one.
Yeah. There's line one there, bub.
Okay, caller, good morning and welcome. Your subject, what tees you off? You. You to call.
Hi there.
Yeah.
Okay. Go ahead there, bub.
I sent a number of emails to Rick over the months, and then I called in one day to your account to let you know that so often your news at the top of the hour is overrun by whatever you have there. And it's so frustrating, and it used to only happen on weekends. But today, at 8 o'clock, it ran through three-quarters of the national news. Is anybody addressing this?
Well, tell you what, I'll make the note to them. I apologize, and I'm going to take you way inside right now.
Way inside.
I'm going to take you way inside, okay?
The beltway.
Okay, you ready? I get in the studio between 4:25 and 4:30 each morning, and if the toner cartridge is empty and the printer will work, okay? And if I haven't forgotten my glasses at home, I might be able to run to the bathroom and have a bathroom break before we go on the air at 6 o'clock. But between 4:25 a.m. and 7:56 a.m., I can't leave this room. And there are days when my eyeballs are floating.
Now, let me tell you. Inside baseball.
Yep.
Rick did not have a great start to the day.
Nope.
He did not. And
the stupid printer still won't work. I sent an email to everybody.
And the printer doesn't work.
Nope.
And a couple of things went wrong. And we have to use the top of the hour and the bottom of the hour to go pee. If we're going to do that.
Or shave. Okay.
Because that's the only time we can do it.
So that was my window to go to the bathroom and shave. Okay, so I'm sorry that I wasn't in the studio at that time to address that.
And there's why we might not know it happened.
And you know darn well, but I'm going to get a note from Shotgun.
Morning.
And I'll be called into the office this afternoon. Caller, hi, what tees you off?
Yeah, I'll go again. How about the TuneIn radio app saying July 21st, 5 a.m.? And once again, I checked again today. Not today. It says tomorrow.
I didn't know that the tune-in feature was telling you that you could tune in at 5 a.m. I know we're on the air at 5 a.m. I didn't know anything about we're streaming yet.
I'm not speaking. I've been ordered not to.
Caller or is on line one for you, George.
Caller, good morning. You're on the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. Good morning. Go.
Hello.
You.
Nothing from you? Good. Well,
that
hang
was,
up.
That was big.
Go to the MTG text line because Carl in Norway has given us a note here. He says, nothing texts me or teases me off today. I became a grandfather 3.5 hours ago.
Yay.
Well, there you go, Carl.
Best feeling in the world.
Best?
Close. At my age, the best feeling.
Because you get to go see the kids. Get them all hyped up on chocolate and caffeine and hand them right back to your kids, and it's called payback.
I had a bunch of them this weekend. They were all kind of happy.
Kind of?
Well, it was a muggy weekend. The newer ones needed to be in cool air. But the big news was that Ben jumped off into the pool, and he came out, he's five, and said to me, Grampy, I don't need a life preserver anymore. He's taking swimming lessons.
Oh, that's terrific. Congratulations. Yeah. Hey, well, we're bragging about our kids. May I?
Yes.
Took Ian to Maine Youth Summer Music Camp at the University of Maine.
Saw that.
Practiced. He understands. Let me turn down the music for this. Because not everyone, I wish I understood this as a kid. God gives you talents. Your job is to practice and hone those talents. Yes, practice. Okay. And then when you do, you achieve. And so they're doing songs from South Pacific, and he wanted to be Billis. And sure enough, when they put up the notes outside a Hauk Auditorium to see what role you earned, he gets to be Billis. And sure. He's very excited about that, as are we.
Yeah, don't blame you.
Now, ask me tomorrow how Colin does at soccer camp today.
He's a good boy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, just you wait.
I love him.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.